launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's, again, the SACL CAI toll-free line. With you in studio tonight, Ian.
Nemi.
And Allie.
And join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. You will find features on the site. We give them away. You can enjoy them for free. If you want, you can help support the show. I mentioned Bitcoins earlier. If you've got some Bitcoins you want to send our direction, you can just go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. The Bitcoin tip jar address is there. Send whatever amount you feel is appropriate. Oh, 0.1 or 1 or 0.001. You can send any amount of Bitcoins. It's pretty cool like that. So, again, go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And, of course, you have the AMP program. We'll tell you more about that later on. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. For those of you just tuning in, we are in the middle of an apology piece. It's a bit of a mea culpa by Dr. Sanjay Gupta, who is a television doctor. He's a real doctor who appears on television as a talking head on CNN and has done so for quite a while.
Since he wasn't nominated Surgeon General.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So
he's a very prestigious doctor who now just talks on TV.
He's very prominent, and now he has changed his mind in a big way on medical cannabis. And he, in fact, he has done the necessary research. He's talked to patients. He did the due diligence that he didn't really do before. He just had a pre-existing opinion and kind of backed it up with a few studies.
I'm definitely glad for this, but I want to know why now.
Why is he coming out now?
Yeah. It's not like these studies didn't exist until now.
He just didn't look. He didn't look at them.
He was on TV.
So? What does that mean? Anybody can be on TV.
I know. I realize that. But what I'm saying is that when you're being a pundit for a certain position, then I feel like you should be interested in seeing if that position is true when looking at both sides. I guess so.
No. To be a pundit, you just have to have an opinion. You don't have to be educated.
No.
Your opinion doesn't have to be correct. You just have to be passionate about it. You have to be able to look in the camera, and you have to be able to be not a retarded kind of interview subject and just sit there and drool or whatever. And I realize that's insulting to retarded
people.
I apologize about that.
You saw my face.
I apologize about that.
Like, what? Did you just say?
Let's just say a really poor on-camera subject. I'm guilty of growing up in the 80s where everybody called everybody else retarded in school.
You know,
did that happen for you?
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, sure.
Just for a brief digression, I saw a bumper sticker the other day, and I saw that Gene Coulter with the Down syndrome kid, who's the president of the Special Olympics, I thought that was fantastic. Stamp out the use of the R word. I think it's great. But I do take issue with being a vocabulary police, because I know, you know, when you use the word crazy and when you use the word retarded, my face kind of twitches a little bit. It's just like, ugh, you're missing out on knowing some great people. And, yeah, and not all the retarded people I know drool on themselves. Ian,
yeah.
You know, that doesn't, just because they have a mental disability doesn't mean they're less of a human being.
No, certainly not. Right. No, we talked about Down syndrome, folks with Down syndrome being very, very successful when people don't look at them as deficient.
Absolutely. And I think the bumper sticker, the reason I brought it up is that it's just like, you know, come on. Can't you just be decent and not use words that hurt other people?
Retarded is kind of a bad word to describe mental illness because, I mean, maybe it'd be appropriate for some mental illnesses, but it just means slow, right? Slow of thought.
Pejorative. Retard, yeah, would mean to
that's what it means
prevent.
In music.
Yeah, slow down, sure.
Yeah, it's definitely an outdated term. It's been replaced with more specific mental, like Down syndrome was formerly called retarded. I'm certainly not an expert on the R word. All I know is that when Ian cracks off with retarded or crazy, I just kind of go like, ah, damn, you don't need to say that.
You're right. And sometimes things just come out when you're doing a radio
show. Yeah, I say it too. I certainly don't mean to say I'm without...
What is it that you called retarded?
I was trying to talk about people who are just, you know, unable to perform on camera. I mean, if you're bad in front of a camera, then...
So did you call me retarded? Seriously?
No, you don't want to be on camera.
I don't want to be on camera. I don't like cameras. I think I was Amish in a previous life.
So back to Dr. Sanjay Gupta and what he has to say about why he was wrong about medical cannabis. He's done more research now, finally. He's talked to some patients. He's even working on a documentary called Weed. And he says that while investigating, I realized something quite important. Medical marijuana is not new, and the medical community has been writing about it for a long time. There were, in fact, hundreds of journal articles, mostly documenting the benefits. Most of those papers, however, were written between the years 1840 and 1930. The papers describe the use of medical marijuana to treat neuralgia, convulsive disorders, emaciation, among other things.
Which I assume he had access to before he was going on the TV and talking about how it should be scheduled. It should be a Schedule I drug, and it's dangerous, and no one should have it.
Well, yeah, he had access to them. That didn't mean he looked at them. I mean, he had been told the DEA said the DEA says it's Schedule I, and he figured they did their research. It's one of those things where you rely on someone you consider to be an expert, and that expert's wrong.
Right, and it sounded to me from what we were reading earlier that it was put in Schedule I because not enough was known about it.
It just seems like really convenient that now that pretty much everyone, I mean, I shouldn't say that, but like it's like half and half of people, right? Some people think that there shouldn't be any restriction on cannabis use or like, definitely not to the extent there is today. And there are some people who think that restrictions on cannabis today are just fine. It just seems convenient to now come out and say, yeah, I was wrong.
Well, I think you're ascribing some level of conspiracy.
I'm not saying it's conspiracy. I'm just saying it's convenient to when it was would have been controversial to say, to have the opinion that cannabis has legitimate use medically.
It's definitely safer to come out.
Yeah, now it's
like
safe to come out, so he does. So it's just hard for me to have any respect for someone who waits
for public opinion. Well, I think that's awfully harsh. I think that's harsh because you're suggesting that he waited, and you don't know that. So that's why I'm suggesting you were kind of hinting at a conspiracy here.
I just think it's normal.
You're suggesting he held the viewpoint until he felt it was appropriate to come out with it?
No, I'm not saying that he thought that before. I just think that
I'm
saying he's not interested in the science, and he's pretending to be a scientist. He's more interested in what does the public support? That's what my science is going to be based on, and that's not what science is supposed to be about.
That's not what I heard him say here. I didn't hear him say this was based on what the public supported.
No, I don't think he would admit that.
He based his old... Right, so you're suggesting things about him that you're totally speculating on, and you really don't know.
But he just admitted that these reports about cannabis being used medically have been around since the 30s.
Sure. So what?
Didn't look at the science before he shot his mouth.
He wasn't looking at the science before giving his opinion on it.
He looked at some science,
right.
But what he did was what most people do, and most people selected someone they believe to be an expert, someone who they believe, you know, a lot of people looked at this guy as their expert, and they just parroted what Sanjay Gupta said, but he was looking at the DEA.
Well, that's what frustrates me, is that when people claim to be experts about something, they haven't really given, like, an objective thought to.
You're right, and I get where you're coming from, but he was looking at the DEA as the expert here, thinking, well, it's the government. I mean, they know their stuff. They've done their research. Surely there's a reason why it's a Schedule I.
Which is not what science is about.
He probably looked at a few studies that, you know, had negative viewpoints of cannabis, probably provided to him by the DEA, and then just decided to write this one off as, oh, there's a bunch of dopers trying to get high.
Like, is there anything impressive about speaking out about the Holocaust nowadays? Like, is that really that, like, noble?
Well, I think the thing that's impressive here is he admitted he was wrong, and any time a human being can admit they're wrong, that shows a
true.
Good person.
Sure.
So, he goes on here. So he found out all these old studies from the 1800s, on this, he says a thorough search through the U.S. National Library of Medicine this past year pulled up nearly 20,000 more recent papers, but the majority were research into the harm of marijuana, such as bad trip due to anticholinergic effect of cannabis or cannabis-induced pancreatitis or marijuana use and risk of lung cancer. In my quick running of the numbers, I calculated about 6% of the current U.S. marijuana studies investigate the benefits of medical marijuana. The rest are designed to investigate harm. That imbalance paints a highly distorted picture. To do studies on marijuana in the United States today, you need two important things. First of all, you need marijuana, and marijuana is illegal. You see the problem. Scientists can get research marijuana from a special farm in Mississippi, which is astonishingly located in the middle of Ole Miss campus, but it is challenging. When I visited this year, there was no marijuana being grown. The second thing you need is approval, and the scientists I interviewed kept reminding me how tedious that can be. While a cancer study may be first evaluated by the National Cancer Institute, or a pain study may go through the National Institute for Neurological Disorders, there's one more approval required for marijuana. That's NIDA, the National Institute on Drug Abuse. It's an organization that has a core mission of studying drug abuse as opposed to drug benefit. More coming up in moments. We'll share Free Talk Live.
Hey,
neighbor, how was your trip? I bet you racked up the hotel points.
Are you kidding? Waiting for hotel rewards is like watching grass grow in August. It takes forever.
Who's that?
Oh, our new neighbor, John. He joined America's Best Value Inn's Value Club. And now he gets an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
Instant?
Yep. He signed up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
Looks like the grass really is greener at America's Best Value Inn.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves. You're toll-free at 855-450-FREE. You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com. You can also connect to us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And you can, of course, go to the website and get interactive in a variety of different ways that we have on the site for you. They are all for free. You can download archives. You can download years' worth of Free Talk Live, all for free. Goes back to 2006, right there on the website. The last 7 days' worth are easy to find at the top of the site, and then just click over into the archive section to go back even further. Each archive page has the SoundCloud player built right into it, so you can easily play the archive from the page itself. You can hit the download button and download it to your favorite device, or your hard drive, or wherever, And you can also hit the share button and easily share your favorite episodes with your friends on Facebook and Twitter and all those other sites that... Does anyone go to them? Somebody must. You can share it on all those other sites at freetalklive.com. So enjoy. It's all for free. Now, if Free Talk Live is not enough for you, we also have other great friends of the show who do their own podcasts, like the School Sucks Project. It's a podcast, a call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com, make your user account, it's free, and follow the show on Twitter, and School Sucks Show is their Twitter handle, and subscribe to them on YouTube. Channel is School Sucks Podcast. Go to schoolsucksproject.com.
Speaking of School Sucks Project, we're having Brett from School Sucks Project on ALP tomorrow night,
is
Saturday.
Is he in your studio?
Awesome.
No, it's going to be over Skype.
All right. That's
but it'll
still,
sound
so
like
good.
He's here.
He's great. And Brett is a really, really bright guy.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about history and the Iron Curtain, so it should be really interesting.
ALP is the show. You have a Facebook page?
That's right. Facebook.com/ALP podcast.
Perfect. And that's where you can get more of Allie. And have you been posting the episodes up on the Facebook page?
I have.
Okay, great. So if you missed the first two shows, only been two
right.
so far, you can go and get those from ALP Podcast on Facebook. As we go to, we're going to get back to Sanjay Gupta here and the final bit of his statement where he is apologizing for being wrong and giving misinformation about medical cannabis. He's now changed his mind. He's in favor of it. And we're going to get back to that. But first, we've got Brett on the line in Des Moines. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Allie.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to chime in on the article that you're talking about right now.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Not to go back. I know you guys kind of moved on. But, do I think that it was a conspiracy that he waited this long? No. But on the other hand, I mean, you have to consider he's, you know, in one way or another, he's like America's star celebrity doctor, and, you know, his interest is to keep making money. I'm sure he's making very good money doing what he's doing. So, you know, when you look at current trends, I mean, it's pretty easy to see the writing on the wall. America is shifting its view on marijuana, at least on medical marijuana, pretty dramatically. I mean, we've got a ton of states now that it's, you know, becoming legal, and I think he wants to stay relevant. And so, you know, do I think that he suddenly... You know, that he was ignorant this whole time? No. I mean, sure, he knew about some of the medical benefits, but he probably just didn't bother to really look into it until he said, you know, okay, maybe I should do it now that America's sort of changing its tune. So, anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Otherwise, keep up the great show. Appreciate your work.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate hearing from you. I think Allie's right that, you know, it would have been more difficult for him popularly to come out earlier.
Well, I think it was dishonest of him to have been anti-cannabis before.
Well, that presumes that he was pro-cannabis while being anti-cannabis.
No, I just think it's dishonest to pretend to be an expert on something you don't know
anything
much about.
Right.
Okay, I agree with that much. But then again, everybody who claims to know something about something is usually relying on what someone else said.
Yeah, everyone, usually.
I'll be interested to see if CNN keeps him or lets him go.
Well, they're publishing his article here, so I'm going to gather that they're keeping him.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean, you don't know, a week from now, there may be some backlash. This may
Maybe
not.
You're right.
And it's CNN. They're also one of the most notorious mouthpieces for the state.
Joe is on the line, listening in Athens County, Ohio, to WAIS. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good evening, Free Talk folk.
Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to weigh in on cannabis. First, I kind of would agree with Brett in Des Moines that, Dr. Gupta is what I would call a media doc, and he's getting on the bandwagon, maybe following his marching orders. Who can say for sure? But of course, we all know, everything we all know, most of what we learn from books or from something someone else said. But when you really research something, and when you really look at the history of this plant, it's pretty amazing, both the miraculous qualities of cannabis and the length to which our government has gone since the 1930s to repress its use. Food, fuel, fiber, and food, it's got like a perfect fat content balance. I can't say all the words, like linoleic, I mean,
I think
like
a lot of people, when they look at history and they see the government restricting something's use, they say, oh, well, it must be really bad. If the government was restricting its use, it must have been bad.
Yep.
But when you actually read the old studies, and believe me, and I think mention something that Dr. Gupta said, that, you know, most of the studies are trying to make it look bad, and they repress studies that make it look great. And a lot of these studies happened in the 50s and 60s and 70s. I used to be a pro-pot propagandist back in the early 90s. We did hemp tour, and we traveled the country with a guy named Jack Herrar, who wrote a book called The Emperor Wears No Clothes.
Famous, famous pot book, yeah.
Well, he's, but he did the research first, and I checked out the books he looked at and the studies he looked at, went to the university library, and I mean, that's, in the old days before we had computers, that's how we did research. We had to go to the library and look stuff up and find copies of this and that. But here's my concern about this current medical marijuana trend. And right now in Ohio, we're starting to gather signatures to get medical marijuana on the ballot. But I have not yet read the law. My concern is that you take what, right now, you know, just possession is a minor misdemeanor. And if you say, if you don't have this note from a doctor, it's a felony.
Oh, they're doing that in some places? They're making it even more serious?
It's different in every state, and I have not yet read the proposed law in Ohio. And it's just a libertarian red flag I'm raising about this.
Has that actually happened in any of the medical marijuana states where they've further criminalized the possession of marijuana outside of medical use?
Like I say, I'm still friends with experts, but I kind of checked out of that whole political area more than 10 years ago, and I still know some of the country's top experts. One thing I can tell you is they want to be able to take a blood test and say, what's your active cannabinoid level? So even if you have the card, if your active cannabinoid level, and the numbers this guy was quoting said that they did these studies were, if it's 2, maybe that's over the limit.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's something they're looking at in the...
Well, you can still pass. You can still drive better than most people. I mean,
yeah, I forget what the measurement is, but there is some sort of blood THC content test, and I'm really not a fan of that at all. I think that's a scary idea.
I'd almost prefer cannabis to be in the black market than be in the government's clutches.
Sure.
Oh, sure. Well, black, I mean, the cops with needles, that's a pretty scary idea.
I don't like cops diagnosing drunk drivers on the side of the road either.
Thanks, Joe, for the call tonight. Appreciate the concerns. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we'll come back with more here in a moment. I mean, if they're going to start taking people's blood on the side of the road, because now that cannabis is legal, that's their excuse to take blood from folks, that's a really scary step forward for the police state. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's why we need principled people working on this issue. And we can have that with the Free State Project. We're coming up.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Serrata, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Are you ready to fight back? Fight back against the army of spies, scammers, and government wonks that are hell-bent on stealing your information? Let me ask you one question. What are you doing right now to protect your privacy? Learn how to take your identity off the grid and even disappear forever with this weird trick at privacyradio.com. I'll show you how to protect yourself and your family from big government and big business in just 10 easy steps. Go to privacyradio.com to learn more.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation, or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll free at 855-450-FREE. You may bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come, one of the reasons why marijuana should be legal, even if it weren't so beneficial for medical users. Nemi's got that story here in a moment about some ladies being pulled over in Texas and being searched very intimately for marijuana. We'll get to that story. 855-453 is the toll-free number. We also have Skype. You can Skype the show. Username there is lrn.fm. Get connected with us that way. Makes it sound like you are on the phone with us, or not on the phone, but actually in the studio with us. It's great. So once again, 855-453. Maybe you want to tell your story about how you changed your mind on cannabis. Maybe you were like Sanjay Gupta, where you were speaking out against cannabis for a long time, and then something happened. Maybe you connected with somebody who had a medical condition that you knew personally, and you knew they weren't just BSing you just so they could get high, but they were actually really helped by this product.
Maybe you smoked it yourself.
Maybe you tried it yourself, and you realized it wasn't the end of the world. In fact, that it might have actually changed your perspective on a few things.
That was Barry Cooper's story.
Barry Cooper, former cop.
Yep.
Former law enforcement narcotics officer in Texas. He's had an amazing transition, hasn't he?
He's a very successful police officer. He incarcerated a lot, his arrests of people led to the incarceration of tons of people. He was like one of the best cops in mm-hmm. Texas or whatever for this type of thing. He's really good at finding people trafficking drugs. And then I don't remember what led to him trying cannabis, but he claims that after he tried it, he realized that it had all been a mistake. And then he devoted his life to speaking out against prohibition on cannabis.
So much to the point that the government targeted him for retaliation because he was revealing the truth. And they actually came after his kids. He ended up having to leave the country. I don't know if you heard that about him.
No, I didn't realize he left the country.
He's now living, I believe, in Mexico.
Wow.
This time. So he did get his kids back, though. They got their kids back, and then they took off.
Good.
And he's still updating his Facebook page with all kinds of neat stuff that never get busted on Facebook. And Barry Cooper's great. He actually came up here to New Hampshire once. I don't know if you were around for that.
Mm-mm.
But he came to the Liberty Forum one year, and it was a lot of fun having him at the Liberty Forum. So I don't know if we'll ever get to see him again because I think he's afraid to come back to the U.S. But maybe if New Hampshire secedes, we can bring Barry
Maybe
up.
Next time I go to Mexico, I'll see him.
Exactly. So, hey, the Free State Project, speaking of New Hampshire, we're talking about medical cannabis or legalizing or decriminalizing cannabis, but I think a lot of the members of the Free State Project would agree we need to decriminalize all drugs. There needs to be no criminal penalty for any possession of any product whatsoever. If nobody is being harmed, there isn't a crime. And that's one of the issues that I think a lot of Free Staters will agree on. And the Free State Project members don't agree on absolutely everything, but the one thing they do agree on is that government should be a lot smaller than it currently is, that the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and property. And you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about this organization, which is the reason why Allie and I are here tonight. I mean, it's kind of the reason why you're here tonight, but you aren't a Free State Project participant.
That's right.
Well, if it wasn't for the Free State Project, she wouldn't be here.
I would not be here
right now.
If it weren't
right
for
now.
Us being here,
I
she wouldn't be.
I would be sitting in the studio with what you guys.
You'd probably be correct. Living in the area.
I would certainly be living in New Hampshire.
Because you're a native. You were born here.
I haven't left yet.
You probably don't want to leave. Right?
Well, the snow, you know, every year I say the snow is going to send me away, and it doesn't, because every spring I remember that the snow kills off the big snakes and the spiders and the scary, creepy, poisonous stuff.
Yep.
So I'm staying.
It's really nice to be in New Hampshire. There are a lot of great reasons to be here. But the number one reason, if you love liberty, is because there are going to be 20,000 other people like you, or 19,999 of them, hopefully, who will be coming here someday. There are over 14,600 right now that are signed up for the Free State Project. Over 1,100 of them, like Allie and myself, are here early as part of the Free State Project. So we still got to get to that 20,000 number, and that could be you. You could go to freestateproject.org, get signed up there. Again, freestateproject.org. Dr. Sanjay Gupta, the television talking head doctor, has come out in favor of medical marijuana after years of speaking out against it. He has changed his mind completely about this. He's done the necessary research. He's talked to the patients, and apparently he's even tried it. So he went the extra mile and actually
Now I wonder if
it.
He's going to be charged.
For admitting that?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's his illness?
I don't think you can be charged for trying marijuana. You can only be charged for possession of marijuana.
Wouldn't it be constituted internal possession of marijuana? Or do you have to be caught in
the act? I think you would have. Actually, I've never heard of internal possession of marijuana. They may have it now in places like Washington or Colorado.
Usually for kids.
Usually internal possession is an alcohol-related
right.
charge, and
okay.
that's usually something they will go after with underage, like an underage party or something. They'll charge everybody there who's tipsy with internal possession, which is a total BS charge, but that's what they do. So going on here with the remainder of his piece here, where he admits to being wrong, he talks about how it's very difficult to study pot in the U.S., because it's a Schedule I, there's all these controls surrounding it. You have to actually get the marijuana, which is very hard to do, and then you actually have to get approval from the National Institute on Drug Abuse, which is an organization that, as he puts it, has a core mission of studying drug abuse, not the benefits of the drug. Keep in mind, he says, stuck in the middle are legitimate patients who depend on marijuana as a medicine, oftentimes as their only good option. And keep in mind that up until 1943, marijuana was part of the United States drug pharmacopoeia. One of the conditions for which it was prescribed was neuropathic pain. It's a miserable pain that's tough to treat. My own patients have described it as lacerating, burning, and a barrage of pins and needles. While marijuana has long been documented to be effective for this awful pain, the most common medications prescribed today come from the poppy plant, including morphine, oxycodone, and Dilaudid. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about serious addictions? Look no further than those drugs right there. These opiate drugs are incredibly addictive. I had a roommate who was basically shooting up oxycodones. My ex-girlfriend was shooting up oxycodones. Oh. I've had some, pretty intimate experiences with this. I've never done it myself, never interested in doing that, but I've known people who I've loved who have done this, and it's horrible. And those drugs are legal. And those are legal prescription medications. So he says, here's the problem. Most of these medications don't work very well for this kind of pain, and tolerance is a real issue. Most frightening to me is that someone dies in the United States every 19 minutes from prescription drug overdose, mostly accidental. Every 19 minutes. It's a horrifying statistic. And as much as I searched, I could not find a documented case of death from marijuana overdose. It's perhaps no surprise that 76% of physicians recently surveyed said they would approve the use of marijuana to help ease a woman's pain from breast cancer. When marijuana became a Schedule I substance, there was a request to fill a void in our knowledge in the United States that has been challenging because of the infrastructure surrounding the study of an illegal substance. with a drug abuse organization at the heart of the approval process. And yet, despite the hurdles, we have made considerable progress that continues today. Finally, he says, looking forward, I'm especially intrigued by studies like those in Spain and Israel looking at the anti-cancer effects of marijuana, as Dave, our caller earlier, suggested, and its components. I'm intrigued by the neuroprotective study by Lev Misholim in Israel and research is in Israel and the United States on whether the drug might help alleviate symptoms of PTSD. I promise to do my part to help genuinely and honestly fill the remaining void in our knowledge. Citizens in 20 states now and the District of Columbia have now voted. Medical marijuana was voted legal in Illinois, apparently, by the legislature there, and also in New Hampshire. New Hampshire was number 19, and Illinois was most recent. Have now voted to approve marijuana for medical applications, and more states will be making that choice soon. As for Dr. Roger Edgeberg, who wrote that letter in 1970 recommending that marijuana be a Schedule I, he passed away 16 years ago. I wonder what he would think if he were alive today.
I have to hand it to Gupta for doing a complete turnaround on his position, because if you can contrast that to how states like New Hampshire have reacted to a difference, I think that a lot of these medical marijuana laws are a result of changing public opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like the state ever says, oh, you're right, we were wrong. Cannabis isn't as bad as we made it out to be, and we should just end the prohibition now. Like you have in New Hampshire, it's like this long, like, four-year process before you even get state dispensaries set up. And how many, like, 4 years for someone who needs...
It's going to be about 2 years, but yeah, it's
bad. I thought the article said 4 years before the dispensaries get, like, approved and everything.
Maybe it's been changed. I don't know. I thought it was, like, a year and a half.
I might be wrong about that, but even that, a year.
Yeah.
And to be in that kind of pain is just ridiculous.
It's inhumane. It's horrible. And these politicians, I agree with you, Allie, that it's an incredibly slow and difficult process.
They just can't admit that they're wrong.
They have no right to say no.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, but they've been saying no. They've tried this medical marijuana bill year after year after year, and finally is something made it through. We're coming up, Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up!
Give me an L!
Give me another L!
Give me a Z!
Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation protection success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition. Christian by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like. Still to come here, a really disturbing story out of Texas involving a cavity search for marijuana. Pretty scary stuff. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Nemi has that story. And with you tonight, it is Ian.
Nemi.
And Allie.
And don't forget, you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon through the link you'll see there, and Free Talk, actually there's links, there's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. So click into the right one for you, and then Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. You get the same stuff you're looking for in life, and they even sell used products at Amazon. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. So 855-450-FREE. Oh, yeah, and by the way, Derek J's Victimless Crimes Free is one of the products you can get through Amazon.
Right on.
Just announced that Derek J will be attending the Keenvention this year, November 1st through the 3rd. Keenvention.info is the website. It's going to be our little convention here in Keene. They do the Liberty Forum. The Free State Project does the Liberty Forum, which is a pretty big convention. There's like 500 people that come to the Liberty Forum every year, which is an awesome event. You shouldn't miss it. But decided that some of the activists in the area decided we needed to have our own Keenvention, and it's going to be smaller. How much smaller? I don't know. We've never done this before, so we have no idea what to expect as far as turnout. We want to focus on activism.
It's going to be fun.
I hope so. I think it will be. I mean, you know, it's the Keene people getting together with a bunch of other cool Liberty people from across New Hampshire. So, and whoever it is that decides to fly in or drive in for it.
Right.
So that'll be fun. So, yeah, I think you're right about that. And, in fact, there's going to be some neat things going on outside of the hotel as well, like Robin Hooding.
Are people going to picket us? Oh, I hope people pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
We should let the haters know about
it. Oh, absolutely. So they can go hate publicly for us.
So
fun.
There's a new group of haters in the area on Facebook. I think you might be referring to those folks. But
my new crush.
Anyway, the Keenvention's happening, and Derek J is the newest announced speaker. We're going to have a lot of panel discussions. Because the thing I wanted Keenvention to do differently, because, you know, anybody can put a bunch of people in a hotel and have a convention. But what I want to do differently from the Liberty Forum was have an event that wasn't focused on the big names. You know, I don't want to pay a bunch of money to bring in Stefan Molyneux or...
So why are you having Derek J come?
Well,
Derek J is a big name. I'm on a panel.
That's what I'm saying.
He's our big name. He's New Hampshire. I want to make sure that everybody is everybody that participates is a New Hampshire activist. And Derek J qualifies as that. I don't want to have, Lou Rockwell coming in from somewhere else. Not that I, dislike Lou or Stefan or any of those folks. I think they're fine people. But they're not New Hampshire Liberty activists. And so I want to make sure that all of the time, all the stage time, all of the discussion time, all the, you know, the audience questions, everything in this convention is focused on activism, is focused, because we already know what the ideas of liberty are. We don't need, you know, somebody to get up on stage and tell us about, you know, what freedom means.
Well, aren't the Liberty Forum discussions, which are like headed by when you guys have the civil disobedience panel at Liberty
yep.
Forum, aren't those well attended events?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I've been to one and it was like packed.
I would say so, yeah.
So I think that's an effective model. I think that having a Lou Rock, you know, if Lou Rockwell is interested in coming, I think it would be bad to not invite him because you could bring more people in.
He could attend, but he wouldn't be a speaker.
Really? You would like ban anyone who isn't a New Hampshire
activist? That's right. I want it to be New Hampshire focused. Speaking? I want it to be focused on New Hampshire and New Hampshire activism because, you know, these other events are great and they're great reasons to get together, and I'm not downing the Liberty Forum at all. It's just I want to do something differently. Why redo the Liberty Forum in Keene? It won't be as successful.
But I feel like one of the strengths of Liberty Forum is that they have the big names.
I think one of the strengths of the Keenevention is it's more localized. You don't mm-hmm. get the experience when you come to Liberty Forum. Now, granted, I haven't been to more than a walkthrough of Liberty Forum, but the impression I get is you just kind of celebrate liberty in all of its facets, not just the Free State Project, not just New Hampshire, but like Lou Rockwell is the big name here. Bring folks in and just talk about the general principles of liberty. Judge Napolitano, another mm-hmm. good example. But here, it's more focused on the civ dis. And
not just civ dis, but the whole range.
Activism. Right.
There's going to be a legislative panel headed up by Mark Warden and have other legislators on it who are Free State
Project. Well, Keene's claim to fame is the civil disobedience.
Sure. And I think that, granted, yes, there's a panel on that at Liberty Forum. I think this is a great opportunity to kind of put the focus more on New Hampshire activism.
Yeah, absolutely. And no, look, I love John Bush and Cap Bleich and all these, you know, regulars that come out to the Free State Project events that come from elsewhere, and they talk about some of the activism going on, like in Austin, for instance, the Peaceful Streets Project, and that's all great. And that's, you know, one of the things that the Liberty Forum and the Porcupine Freedom Festival do well is they create these general interest liberty events to attract people to New Hampshire so they can experience the community here. Cool. I'm not trying to do that. I'm not trying to duplicate that in Keene. I want to do something different. I want to do something focused on boots on the ground activism. This is what's happening in New Hampshire. These are some of the people who are doing the things in New Hampshire. We've got the tech panel, for instance, where we're going to have the creator of Porcupine 411 and Brian Sovereign from Sovereign Tech and, like, you know, Steve Z, all these technical wizards who are really, you know, part and parcel.
Geek Squad.
The Geek Squad, yeah. I mean, they're the ones who are making a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff work. So really focus on the different areas of the activism happening here in New Hampshire, because to me, these are the stars. I mean, don't get me wrong. Lou Rockwell, Stefan Molyneux, all those people are doing great work for liberty, but these are the people who are doing more than just putting ideas out there.
Nuts and bolts.
The ones who are getting their hands dirty, so to speak, and they deserve, you know, the stage time. And that's going to be the focus of Keenevention. And does that mean it'll be a smaller event? Yeah, it's going to be a more intimate event compared to Porkfest or the Liberty Forum, but that's not necessarily a bad thing.
And
because
it's also
then people will get to know each other.
A great opportunity to just reach folks who don't know about the Free State Project or maybe have read some of the hater comments about Robin Hood and Keene, want to come check it out and say, hey, this is I didn't realize that there's a Politico aspect of the Free State Project. They sound actually kind of sane.
So who is the target audience to come to the Keenevention?
Well, anybody interested in what's happening in New Hampshire, I guess. Anybody who's interested in Keene. Certainly
people interested in moving to Keene or just what's going on in Keene?
Well, it's not going to be Keene only. It'll be happening in Keene in the same way that the Liberty Forum isn't about Nashua. It just happens in Nashua.
Right.
So there will be activists from all across New Hampshire who will be participating in the Keenevention because, you know, activists are everywhere across New Hampshire. And so they're doing valuable things in Manchester and valuable things on the seacoast and so on and so forth. So target audience is anybody who wants to come visit New Hampshire in the fall. This is their excuse to come up and see New Hampshire. It'll be probably after the peak of fall. Because
this is beginning of November?
The beginning of November.
If we're lucky, snow won't have flown yet. It usually flies right around mid-November.
Right.
Sticks for the first inch.
So it'll be cool. It'll be pretty cool outside. And
I wouldn't camp out.
No, I wouldn't either. That's why we've got a nice hotel.
That's
Best Western Sovereign Hotel is where it's going to be happening. And ticket prices are now gone up. The early bird special's over. It was $35. Now it's $50. So you can get those tickets now at keenvention.info. That's keenvention.info. So anyway, I'm excited that Derek J. is going to be heading up the Civil Disobedience panel. And, of course,
nobody better, really.
Right, exactly. I mean, he's the star of Victimless Crime Spree.
That's
so
right.
And he's so personable and so,
Derek. Awesome.
Yeah, so it'll be great. And you can go to keenvention.info, learn more. Get your tickets now while they're still $50. And $50, by the way, for a convention in a hotel for a weekend, that's not too shabby.
Yeah, especially here. It's just a great area to come see.
Well, right, and that's another important point, is that one of the things I thought would be important about the Keenvention, or different from the Keenvention, is if you go to a Liberty Forum and you give them the full ticket price of $200, they're going to feed you. You're going to get food for that price. But in Keene, I want people to get out of the hotel.
Like, sure.
Yeah, it's cool to be in the hotel with all these great people, but wouldn't it be also fun to go out to dinner at one of the great restaurants in Keene with some of your friends from the convention?
And Keene is really a mobile town as well. It's one of the most walkable cities in New Hampshire.
Sure. The most, actually.
Yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
A lot of the local businesses have had some kind of history. A lot of them have had some kind of history with Free Keene, like the woman who owns Pedraza's and has had support from a lot of people in Keene when she went up against the city. So it's interesting to see that aspect.
And I've talked to her, actually, about getting a 10% off coupon for everybody attending Keenvention. So that's something we
that's
can
a good
do.
Idea.
Is, basically, you'll be the audience or whoever, the attendees, will be turned loose for lunch and dinner, and they'll figure out what to do on their own. There's talk about having a bowling karaoke party on Saturday night, so having social events in the evening hours. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I agree.
And also, of course, you're in Keene, so why not do some activism while you're here?
That's right.
Robin Hooding will be available on both Friday and Saturday at
Lots
the Keenvention.
Lots of talk.
So, yeah, talking, that's a good
talk
idea.
That's a great idea.
I hadn't even thought about that. So, yeah, so we'll have activist-y things that, yeah, you can go in the hotel and do the hotel things, but if you want a break, you can go out and join Robin Hood and, hit the streets.
Get some more of a suit.
Right. You don't do that. You don't do that. And, you don't get to do Robin Hooding during the Liberty Forum.
Come raise some hell in Keene.
So, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't know if I would call it raising.
No, that's true.
Rescue some people from tickets.
That's right. Come Robin Hood.
That's a very heavenly thing to
do. That's right.
You're helping people.
Sorry.
More coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. You can take control. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.